This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us, domestic engineering today. You know, reportedly, class, there are people who have successfully adopted names. Yeah, they want to preserve a little modicum of their privacy. And they've adopted names of famous characters on television, radio, etc. And they have called their credit card company and they've asked them if they could have another credit card and on their account. So they have an account, an existing account is in good shape. They pay their bills every month. And they call the credit card company and ask for another credit card. And the credit card company says, okay, what name is that? And they go, okay, well, that would be Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Colombo, C-O-L-U-M-B-O. Now, Lieutenant Frank Colombo was the detective in the Colombo series, okay? Or they may say Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, last name, House, H-O-U-S-E. Now, why does this happen? Well, because sometimes there are families that she gets married to him and he has two children and she has one, or vice versa. And so different last names in the same household. So this is not as uncommon as you might think. So someone might want to get a credit card for his or her son or stepson or stepdaughter, etc. Another name might be Chip Saunders. That would be Sergeant Saunders of the Combat Series. Or James West of the Wild Wild West. Now, I'm not suggesting you do this. I'm just saying that some people have done this. And so when the packages arrive from, you know, mail order, they arrive with, you know, James West or Frank Colombo or Gregory House or Chip Saunders. Is that something that people might want to do? I guess they might because they've done it. Kathy, one of the things we were going to talk about was can openers. And I mentioned to you that my grandmother, back in the 1950s, had a can opener made by a company called Swing, S-W-I-N-G, dash A, the letter A, dash away. Swing away. Swing away. And what is that? Well, it was a can opener that you could mount with two screws onto a cabinet, the side of a cabinet. Space was really at a premium back in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, etc. People had smaller houses. And so having space to open big cans, well, it was at a premium. So you could get a can opener and screw it to the wall or a cabinet and turn the crank. Swing-A-Way. Top of the line, USA manufactured at the time, might even still be. And that's the can opener that we've had. Been using the same can openers here for, I'm thinking, at least 16 years. At least. Kathy, any comments?
I think my parents and grandparents had one of those, Ben. Especially my grandmother. I think she did have it mounted on her wall. Yeah. And it was the original one.
It's the thing to do. So, class, if you have a can opener and you want to make it last a long time, you rinse it off after each use. So if you get, you know, if you're opening a can of, let's say, tomato products and the tomato products get on the cutting wheel and the gear and gets kind of gooey, well, that will shorten the life. So what you do is you rinse it off. And if you have to lubricate the moving parts, olive oil. I put one drop of olive oil on the moving parts. It makes everything run smoother, kind of like machinery, which it really is. So they can last a better part of a lifetime, I would think. Swing away. Great can openers, reasonable price. And they're probably still available, manufactured in the United States, I hope. I don't know that for a fact because we haven't bought one in 16 years. Kathy, any other comments about can openers and those kinds of devices? A manual can opener is what you need, class, because you may not have the luxury of having the current drive the motor to open your can. We don't have an electric can opener. Kathy?
No, we don't either. And I think I have two of them, Ben. I might even have three. Sometimes, well, a few years back, I would go to auctions, and they would have, sometimes they'd have a whole box of utensils, like, for $2. And you could get, like, Pampered Chef items in there and KitchenAid items, Farberware, some nice quality things. So sometimes I would look at it and go, oh, well, there's a few things in there that are really nice. I just take out what I need, and then I would donate the rest. But, yeah, it's can open. You don't want to be without a can opener, without electricity, too. But I would at least have a backup. Then something else I think would be smart to have is the hot water bottle. And they're hard to find now. I actually found a couple. I mean, you can find them online. And some of them have it almost looks like a knitted sweater-type material that they go over. I think they call it a cozy or something, and it slips over. That way, if it's hot, it won't burn you if you have to put it on a knee or something. But those are nice to have because, you know, heating pads are nice, but they'll wear out after a while. But I would recommend somebody get a couple hot water bottles, and I'm just going to take some fabric that I have and make my own little thing to go around it. It looks like a sweater, and then you can has a drawstring, so you can take that off if you need to wash it out or clean it. But that I would recommend having one of those or two of those around.
Kathy, I remember in the 1950s, like everybody had a hot water bottle, one of these red rubber rectangular bags, maybe 2 inches thick, and for aches and pains, you fill it with hot water, screw in the plug, and put it on your back or wherever, you know, whatever seemed to be aching at the time. Everybody had them. It was common, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, I recently had a electric heating pad, and I went to use it for something, and it just died. So that's what got me. And I did have a hot water bottle that I had probably since I was 20, and it got a split in the side, so I had to find other ones. So that's what made me think, well, I'm just going to get two of them and have them. But especially if you don't have electricity, I mean, they're nice to have even if to warm up, like if your feet are kind of cold or in bed or something. It's kind of nice to have something warm if you're chilled.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, finish with that. This was something else. I was
thinking you mentioned how it had a split in it. And I'm thinking about how plastic products have changed. And we have a Rubbermaid utensil organizer. You know, for example, you put it's in the kitchen drawer where the knives and forks and spoons are. And there are different spots where you put, you know, the large spoons, the smaller spoons, the dessert forks, the knives, etc. And it's been around for, it's got to be 30 years now. It's made by Rubbermaid. But I also know that over the years, we meaning my mom, my dad, my family, bought some others that were not Rubbermaid. And they're all gone because they cracked or broke and didn't last. But the quality Rubbermaid ones did last. So I looked on eBay. You can buy a used Rubbermaid utensil organizer, kind of like the one we have, from 20 years ago, and it costs twice, three, four times as much used as a brand new Chinese one does today. Because the Chinese ones just are not the quality of the material used to make the Rubbermaid products back then. Kathy, any comments about that?
Yeah, Vince, and I think I think it's it happens with a lot of things. Sometimes I'll go to thrift stores, not as much now, but when I do get there or see things, I'll notice, like, if you can sometimes tell if somebody had like a estate sale or a garage sale, there'll be like an older person. You can just tell by the handles or looking at things. That's almost all better quality. And it's probably been around for years, whether it's the cookie sheets or the serving spoons, the wooden spoons. You can just tell by the feel of them. I have some Corelware plates. They're thin. They're white with like a pattern on them. And mine are older. So I was comparing them to someone that just had Corelware, and it was so much thinner. I could tell just by looking at the bowl, like mine are twice as heavy as hers, which she just got a new set. So I'm not saying it's probably still not, it's good, but I think mine being the older style are made better, heavier, and the pans are too. I have a really old pan. It looks like a stock pot, and it's got a handle sticking out on the side, and then it's got a handle on the top, and the handle lifts up. So, like, if you want to pour out the water or pour out the soup, you can just grab it, one handle on top and one on the side. It was my parents. So that it's got to be at least 60 years old because it was around when I was a little girl. And I just love it. And you can feel, you can just look at the metal, and you can just feel how heavy it is and the quality compared to what we have right now.
About 30 years ago, Mrs. Fennell and I went to Sam's Club, and they were selling desks at the time. You could buy an oak desk in kind of a natural oak finish, filing cabinets. This is all made out of wood. You could get a filing cabinet that had two drawers and same finish to match the desk, or you could get even a bookcase to match. And so we bought a filing cabinet for the business. And probably months later, we decided to get one just like it, a matching one. And so we bought it, brought it home, and they were different. Now, from the front, from the sides, from the back, they were the same. I'm sorry, from the front, sides, they were the same. But from the back, they were different. What they did was they took off the extra trim that went around the back, the finished trim, and they took off the finished part where it was stained. So what they used is utility wood for the back of the second one. So what would happen is if you had this, let's say you had this desk and filing cabinet next to the desk, and it was situated where the desk was in not against the wall, but in the middle of the room. The desk would be finished on the back and the front and the sides, and so would the filing cabinet, but not the new one. The new filing cabinet was unfinished on the back. So they took out the extra material and the extra labor and sold it for the same price. So that has happened in many instances, including Revereware. Revereware used to have a rolled edge on the lids of the for the pots and pans. So if you feel the edge that goes inside the pot, and I'm talking about the lid now, it had a rolled edge so you wouldn't cut yourself. And it was rolled, and it was smooth, and it was very nicely done. But as Revereware decided to make their pans thinner, the copper coating thinner, everything thinner, they also decided they didn't need that rolled edge, that extra step. So they stopped doing that. Did customers know about it? Not until after they had the pots and pans for a while and realized and compared them to the older ones.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, that was all my fault because I didn't bring up the stack. And the stack is the call screen. So for 12 minutes, 21 seconds, Kyle has been waiting. Welcome, Kyle. I apologize.
No problem, Vince. It's always very interesting. I find it so incredibly humorous, Vince. You and I have never talked about knives, even off the air or anything like that. And I have that exact same knife that you were talking about, the one that you carry. And Gerber has ended up being my go-to brand pretty much, for everything. But the reason I called in was Kathy mentioned, and is really smart, buying two of things. And I don't know if, you guys have heard, but there's been some financial analysts that, deal in worldwide markets that are saying by the second quarter of this next year, they're expecting China to have a major economic implosion, that their stock market and a lot of their businesses are running on razor's edge, and that they can't hold out much past, if at all, up to the second quarter of this next year. So, folks, if you're looking to buy stuff, figure it's going to take two to three years minimum, any type of manufacturing, if we're lucky enough to be able to have enough engineers and people that can even do that kind of stuff at all. But just putting an exclamation point on what she had to say there about buying two of everything, two or three. They had Costco had been out of Kirkland brand, their store brand jeans, which I really like. They're cheap, but I have had pairs of them that I've worn for 5 years, and they're still together, no holes in them or nothing. And they've been out of them for months, bringing in these knit type pants and stuff. And so when they got Kirkland in, I bought three pair. I don't necessarily need them, but I'm not going to wait for, you know, the supply chain to break down before when I need them. You know, you need them, better to have it and need it, or better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. So you're going to get folks, drill bits, anything that constant utensils that you're going to be using. I highly suggest you, get it now. And you were talking about those Rubbermaid, those hot water bottles. Kathy, we bought a couple of those newer ones, and both of them cracked within like three uses. We took them both back. So if you can find the older ones, that are real good, heavy, the old style that's got a lot of rubber in them, that's the ones to buy, even if you got to pay more, folks. If you're looking for that kind of stuff, buy the vintage stuff, pay more, bite the bullet now, and you'll thank yourself over and over again, and your kids will thank you if you can hang on to this stuff, and they need it in the next few years. But that's
Kyle,
all
I've got
had.
A comment.
Go ahead.
I have Kyle, I have an exclamation point for your exclamation point, for Kathy's exclamation point. So I bought some nickel iron batteries or cells for our solar system many years ago. And I was trying to get some information from the company. I bought them directly from the Chinese manufacturer. And they have people who speak broken English over there and can write broken English emails. And they have an American first name. And so I couldn't get the information about the charging voltage and the different current voltage, etc., that I needed for these cells. And I wanted to have that information. So I said that there's a possibility that someone I know might want to buy some of these, but we need this information. And it's all true. So I got the information right away, information that was really difficult to get before. So they thought that there was a possible sale, and, you know, of $10,000, $20,000. And so now I get all kinds of information. But the emails have not stopped. Vincent, how customer? How need? How soon? You know, all these questions about they want to sell it right now. I mean, it's urgent. I can see it in the email. What I'm saying is, I think you're right. I think the Chinese are really hurting because the supply chain is broken here. The ships are offshore, and they haven't been paid. And it's causing financial distress in China. So I agree with you.
You bet.
Kyle, thank you so much.
All right. Well,
thank
that's
you.
All I had. Thanks, guys.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large explosion took place hours ago at the ExxonMobil refinery in Baytown, Texas, after what local sheriff's deputies called a major industrial accident. At least four people were injured, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Baytown is located east of Houston, Texas. The Exxon refinery was built in the 1920s and is the company's largest oil refinery in the United States. The Supreme Court announced it will hold oral arguments on January 7th to consider legal challenges to President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates. CDC Director Dr. Walensky explains why COVID testing kits are in short supply.
The administration is doing a lot with regard to testing, and we recognize we have more work to do. So that, of course, includes a $3 billion investment in rapid tests.
Unfortunately, the kits won't be available till well after the holidays. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Adults who identify as Christians are down 12% in America. Pastor Robert Jeffress weighs in on Fox News.
Look, I think you can attribute a number of things to causing this, the secularization of our country, the failure of parents to pass on their faith to their children. But I really do think the pandemic has played a role in this. We've been disconnected from one another, other Christians, disconnected from our churches, and that takes a toll on people's spiritual health. You know, Christianity wasn't designed to be practiced in isolation. It's a team sport. Hebrews chapter 10 in the New Testament says we need the encouragement that comes from one another. And so I would encourage Christians right now who may have been disconnected from their church to use Christmas as a time to reconnect with their houses of worship. We really do need the encouragement that comes from other Christians.
55 passengers aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise ship that departed Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Saturday have since tested positive for COVID-19. Due to the infections, the Odyssey of the Seas, which is carrying nearly 5,200 people, will now bypass planned stops on its 8-day journey. People aboard with positive cases are experiencing either mild symptoms or none at all. They and their close contacts have gone into quarantine. 95% of those on the ship are fully vaccinated. Thanks for listening, and a Merry Christmas to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Black. Today I've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
DC,
for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, tomorrow, hour number two, Christmas Eve. We'll be having an upbeat kind of a broadcast. We'll be talking about what USA Prepares means to our instructors. And our instructors have been invited to call in. And so if you're an instructor and you'd like to call in and share just a couple minutes of what USA Prepares means to you, has it impacted your life? Has it changed your life? What has it done? Positive, negative, you can say whatever you want if you're a USA Prepares instructor. We're not going to have students call in. We'll do that another time. Students can call in at a different time and it'll be dedicated just to students as to have we impacted their lives. So tomorrow, hour number two with Bert will be a call-in by instructors. Dr. Sheely will be calling in at probably around 10:30, bottom of the hour. And Captain John Reagan, Kyle, Sharon, Kathy, Rich, Gwyneth, you know, the fat Greg, the faculty. And we'll get a chance to call in and weigh in on what we have, how we've impacted the lives of your instructors. Instructors impacting the lives of instructors and students impacting the lives of instructors. That's tomorrow, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. That's the same number that students call in, you know, to make aware of their point of view and to contribute to the class, as Kyle just did. Kathy, back to you.
Kyle was talking about the genes, and he's absolutely right. It was probably a month ago. I was in Costco, and I was just walking through the clothing area and not really needing anything, and I happened to notice that there weren't, I couldn't find one table with women's jeans, and typically they have two or three tables, maybe more, and I saw one small row, and all they had were some of the smaller sizes of jeans, the women's jeans, and I thought, well, it was a really good price, so I bought a pair because I'm like, well, either the price is going to go up, but I know cotton is going up. I remember reading that before. So if you need jeans, Costco, like Kyle said, makes a good brand. I've gotten them for my husband in the men's at Sam's, and he likes those. So he is right about that. And he, you know, Vince, he talked about the hot water bottle, and, you know, I bought two of the newer ones, and I know they're from China. That's all I could find. I probably ought to try them out because maybe they're not as quality. But, Vince, doesn't the older rubber, after a while, it just sort of breaks down and deteriorates and dries out?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And but some of the new rubber is no good. So you really have to look at it and feel it, et cetera. And Kathy, one of the points that we're making today, we haven't really said this exactly, but one of the points is, class, you can buy it used. You don't have to buy a new shiny one. You can buy a used one and shine it up yourself, okay? And you will find that the used ones are generally better if they are vintage. And we're talking, you know, 50s, 60s, 1970s, okay? Really. And that goes for tools. It goes for a lot of things. So what we're finding out, you know, we have a few Harbor Freight tools, and they have a lifetime guarantee, and bang, they break. But the Craftsman ones don't break like that. So every, you know, yeah, it's got a lifetime guarantee as long as Harbor Freight honors their warranty, right? And in the automotive industry, we have bought parts that have lifetime warranties. Well, if you notice, water pumps, wheel hubs, the parts that used to be sold with starters, alternators, lifetime warranty, the lifetime warranties are going away. They're not offering lifetime warranties anymore. So it's been reduced from lifetime to 3 years to 2 years to 1 year. Seriously. And then the problem is if you have a lifetime warranty part and it fails and you bring it back to the store and you say, yeah, this has a lifetime warranty, and they may say to you, yeah, but we don't do that anymore, we'll sell you a new one. We replaced the starter on a 1994 Jeep Wrangler. Now the first starter lasted over 20 years, the original one. The second one lasted 3 years. I have no idea how long the replacement's going to last. But it's almost impossible to get a new starter for an older vehicle that is not remanufactured. Now, I bought a whole bunch of parts for my old AMX. I got them from Rock Auto because I know that they're going to be discontinued. So I got the things that I need, like belts, hoses, water pump, head gasket, intake manifold gasket, carburetor rebuilding kit, you know, things like that, thermostats. I got those parts because I know they're going to go bad. And I know I'm going to have a real tough time getting them. And I can find them every once in a while. I can find them in stock at Rock Auto. So a V8 has two head gaskets. I was able to buy one. And I'm thinking, well, now I'm going to find the other one someday, and I'll just keep looking. So that's the approach I've been taking to get parts for the vintage equipment, because I'm hearing that, heck, you've got a 1999 or a 2000 model vehicle. You're lucky that you can still get parts from. That's what the auto parts stores are telling us. You ought to be thankful you can still get some of those parts, even though they're junky, even though they're substandard parts, even though they don't compare to the original part, even though the old ones were made out of brass and the new ones are made out of real thin aluminum. I'm being told, our son's being told, you know, we should feel fortunate that we're able to get this junk. So you might want to get the parts that you need. And you might want to get a battery charger for this winter class. And you might want to check your battery level and see if it's charged. If it's not, it'll freeze in the cold below 32 degrees. And it will be destroyed internally, and you will not be able to fix it. So keep your battery charged on, you know, like the riding lawnmower, you know, those kinds of battery-powered equipment, motorcycles, cars, trucks, etc. And make sure your antifreeze is up to the level that you want, so that your engine will not freeze and crack and be destroyed beyond repair. So check your antifreeze. And you can get an antifreeze tester for about $5 at any auto parts store or the Chinese factory outlet. You know, Prestone or Peak make them, the two brands. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, we were talking about the hot water bottles. My friend made me She took a bag of rice, and then she used a double thickness of flannel. And she says she uses that for sore muscles. I mean, and the negative is you warm it up in the microwave. You just don't want to put it on anything metal, like put it on the glass turntable if you have one. But, I mean, that's an alternative if you can't get a heating pad, or you can't get a hot water bottle. It's just something that she made as gifts 1 year. You know, Vince, I wanted to ask you, someone had talked about this to have in your car or your truck. And I guess for somebody like me, if I was ever somewhere out and I couldn't get home in time, or I couldn't reach my husband, they talked about having a bike pump in your car or your truck. They said that I forget, what's the stem called, Vince, that goes on your tire?
Yeah, the valve stem.
Valve stem, yeah. Said you could maybe put that on there and pump it up if you just have like a slow leak to get you to where you could get help or to get home. Does that, do you agree with that, Vince?
Yeah, I can address that.
Okay.
We carry in each one of our vehicles a tire plug kit. And we buy the commercial version. It's about $20, and it has the rubber plugs, it has the awl, and it has the needle. It has a handle on the needle. It's a T handle, so you can push the plug into a hole. And we also have needle nose pliers that will pull a screw or a nail out of the tire. So we carry that, and we also have. Sometimes we carry an air tank with us, typically a 10-gallon air tank, and we can pressurize it, and it has a hose that with a chuck on it to inflate a tire, or as they call it out here, air it up. And so we carry that in some of our crossbed toolboxes in the back of our pickup trucks. We also have inexpensive compressors, and they make, and this is probably, you might want to hope it works once. It's not going to last a long time, but a cigarette lighter style compressor. You can plug this in, has a long cord, and it'll reach the corner of your car that has a tire that's low on air, and it'll probably take 20 minutes to pump up a tire so that it's got enough air to get you to, you know, where you can fix the problem permanently. But we keep all of those things, and we had at one time we had four Porsches. Antique Porsches 928s, and each one of them came with one of those German-made air compressors. Porsche, from the factory, came with those, so you could pump up your tire if you ever had a flat. Kind of a nice idea. Well, we would put them in other vehicles as well. But the bottom line is those little oil-less type air compressors don't last very long. You can only they'll only last a couple times, and then they're junk because they're really they're not made to be durable. But you can use a bicycle pump, and yes, you can. But you won't believe how hard it is to pump up a tire. I mean, I don't think the average American can do it. I know you can, Kathy, because you're in good physical condition. But you know, the average American, one-third of Americans are pre-diabetic. They're going to have a tough time pumping up a tire. But, yeah, you can buy a tire pump and make sure it works and try out, see how it works before you need it. And that's the, I think that's the way to do it. And since you mentioned tires, you know those valve stem caps that you screw on, those little, typically they're black plastic caps. There's two reasons that they're on the tires. One is to keep the dust out, because if you don't have those valve caps on, dust and dirt and mud will get in there. And then the next time you put air in the tire, that mud will blow right into the tire, into the valve, the Schrader valve, inside the valve stem. It's a little tiny passage, and it will prevent the Schrader valve from sealing the air from coming out of the tire. So what you should do is always have a valve cap on every tire, even if the car, if the vehicle's just sitting around, you know, for a year or so and before you work on it. Still put those tire valve caps on. And you go to any tire shop and say, y'all, can I get a couple of those used tire valve caps? They'll give them to you. You know, I mean, they can just throw them away anyway. So I think that's really important. And when I put air in a tire, what I do is I put the chuck on the valve stem, and I connect it, and I blow air in, and then I stop, and then I do it. And the reason I do that is to blow out any debris that might be caught in that Schrader valve so that it will seal positively. And that's something that you should check and make sure you have a good positive seal. Now, the tire valve cap will help a little bit, but it is not the be-all, end-all to prevent air from coming out of that tire valve stem, Schrader valve. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Math Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's the last segment. So, just as an update, spaghetti, or pasta noodles, whether it be in a soup mix, be really careful because right after the expiration date, we're finding bugs are growing in it. Something has changed in the manufacturing of pasta noodles, and it's spreading across different brands. So be really careful that you look at your pasta before you put it in that boiling water, before you put those soup noodles in the boiling water. Make sure that it hasn't grown bugs. Next thing, you can vacuum your furnace filter. You can take if you've got a vacuum with a really good bag or a whole house vacuum cleaner, you can vacuum the furnace filter. We have a grill in the kitchen, actually two of them, and I can take the whole house vacuum cleaner. And when the furnace is off, you want to make sure the furnace is not blowing air through the filter. Okay, right in place, you can vacuum the dust right out of the furnace filter. You won't get it all, but you'll get some of it. Next thing, I have a coffee mug right in front of me, and I have a plastic lid from, I don't know what it came from. Maybe it came from some product that came in a plastic cup. And this one happens to be a red lid, and it fits kind of nicely over the top of the coffee mug. And what I found out is if I have a cup of coffee, number one, it keeps the dust out because we have animals that are running around all over the place here. But it keeps the dust out, but it keeps the coffee warmer probably 3, 4, 5 times longer than without the lid because the heat, most of the heat seems to escape out of the top of the coffee or warm beverage. Kathy, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, I have a couple of mugs, too, that I use for tea. I wanted to mention one more thing, Vince. They make a product, it's called a Sewing All, AWL. They do have the older versions online. It's for sewing leather and harnesses, and you could do anything heavy, carpeting, suitcases. It's got a really sharp needle, and it's portable too. It's just small. It's probably only 4 or 5 inches long. And they do sell them on eBay. I've got a couple old ones. Mine is called C.A. Myers Company. I think I've seen them on eBay recently. They're not that expensive. That would be a godsend if your work boots or something leather were starting to fall apart. The thing is you want to soak like old or really dry leather in water and soften it up a little bit, but be really careful because those needles, if you get it in your finger, you're going to be sorry. So they make a thing that goes on your finger. It's like a tip for quilters. I have a couple. It's leather, and it's got like a metal piece, so if you have to push or use a thimble or just use like a something like that's not going to get damaged, like a block of wood or something, if you need to push it through. Sometimes I have to do that. I'm just not, I can't, my fingers can't pull it through. But I think that'd be wise to have. And it's a lot cheaper than buying a commercial machine for that, those repairs.
Okay, so class, I think what Kathy's talking about, here's one example. So let's say you have a leather belt, and it was a quality leather belt of maybe 20 years ago. It's still good. And the stitching has come apart because they used a natural fiber in the stitching, and it just failed. So you could use an awl to fix that. And as she said, you can soak the part that you're going to be repairing in water, and it's great. And I looked up, by the way, I looked up, and I have an awl, and I use it too. I have in front of me a tire patch kit or tire plug kit, and you can get them from $5 on up to $60-something dollars. So take a look. And if you're going to get one of these, learn how to use it before you need it on the road. So if you have a flat at home, you might want to try learning how to use this. Go to YouTubers or some other internet source. Learn how to plug your own tire. And we plug them. Now, it's not recommended to do it. It allegedly will cause the tire to fail. It's just, I've never seen that. They work for us, unless you have a big hole. Okay, but if you have just a nail hole, or a screw, a small screw went into a tire and it's leaking. These things work just great for us. Now, I'm not recommending you do it because somebody may do it incorrectly and have a problem. But you know, do your own research, and if it makes sense to you to get one of these for each one of your vehicles, then consider doing it. But make sure you know how to do it before. And you may want to buy a compressor. And I suggest if you buy a compressor, you know, an air compressor, you get one that has an oil lubricated pump, not one of these oil-less types, because they're junk. The oil-less ones are, for the most purposes, they're junk. Unless you're a carpenter and you carry one around with you and you do finishing nailing, and that may make sense. But for the rest of us, to have it in our garage or our shop, you want an oil lubricated compressor. So you might want to get one, and the place probably to get one would be a used one on the internet. And then I just bought one for $90.90, and it's probably 30, 35 years old, and it's great. But you may have to get a new belt for it, okay? Make sure it's not rusted on the bottom, and make sure it's been kept inside, and you want to see it work before you take it home. So those are a few thoughts. One last thing is I bought a part on the internet for broadcasting. Guy wanted $26 for it used. I offered him 20. He accepted it. I paid for it, and it's now going to be on its way. So you can do that. You can negotiate. Kathy, last 10 seconds.
Thanks, Vince, for all you do and such good advice, especially with the car advice.
Yeah, that's Rich's favorite topic when I talk about cars. Kathy, I'll see you tomorrow if you get a chance to call in.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.